podcast where we explore faith in ways that might get you kicked out of most churches. I'm your host, Mike.
And I'm Amira.
And we have a special guest this week. Dun, dun, dun. We have our friend Lola. Woo-hoo. On the show. Now, I don't know if, well, you wouldn't know this, but a while ago, last year, in the last season, we did an initiative with Hype Community Garden with the NAACP.
Yes.
And Lola is the one who led that. So she taught us how to garden and get the kids out there learning how to plant food and grow food and all
that stuff.
She's
one of our favorite revolutionaries.
Aww. Yes, she teaches us. So here
Thank
she
you.
Is.
Welcome.
Thank you, y'all.
For our special holiday episode of Faith Uncut. Favorite things. So let's see what we got. Well, first, we got to learn some stuff because we always want to learn something on the show, even if it's not worth learning.
So, this is a teaching show.
Yeah. So, Howard John Wesley had done a really good laydown of this, and I'll try to hack it up and do my best, but with my own study.
Chop chopper.
Yeah, so, all right, so Christmas is the day that we celebrate or observe the birth of Jesus. And one of the things that's interesting about this holiday is it's part of a larger calendar called the Christian liturgical calendar. Now, everything is kind of tied together in the Christian liturgical calendar. This governs what we do in Christian churches. Okay. Now, one of the things that you'll notice is that Christmas is on December 25th and Easter is on, who knows?
Whatever day.
It just changes.
Never know.
There's a reason for that. And so the Christian calendar starts with, or the Christian liturgical calendar starts with Advent, which is this season here.
Okay.
And so that's why we're in the season. So that's what we're going to talk about for a second before we get into favorite things. Okay. So Advent, Latin term means to go, two words, to go or to come. And in this case, Jesus is coming to the earth. All right. So the birth and the resurrection are the two anchor events of the calendar. December 25th was designated in the 3rd century as the day we observe the birth of Jesus. Okay. Now, we said Easter is not a specific day, but we know Easter is a Sunday. Now, here's what's tricky about where Easter or how Easter is calculated. Okay. So, Easter is connected in the Bible to the Jewish Passover. Okay. Follows the Passover. The Passover is connected to the vernal equinox.
Okay.
So there's two equinoxes. There's the autumnal equinox, which is in September, and then a vernal equinox, which is in March.
Okay.
This is when the day is equal. So there's equal parts.
Yes. Okay. Day and night.
Day
yes.
and night. Okay.
I'm familiar.
Okay. So the Passover is always celebrated around the vernal on the vernal equinox.
Okay.
So this is that spring celebration. All right. Now the thing about it is, some Christians had celebrated it on the vernal equinox, and these are early Christians.
Right.
Some celebrated it on the Sunday following because they thought that we should worship on a Sunday, as some Christians tend to do. Okay. So
here we go.
All right. So what happens? So you got Christians worshiping or observing Easter on, you know, Sunday, Thursday, you know, Monday, Tuesday, whatever. And so Constantine was a Roman emperor. Now, Constantine wanted to unify the Roman Empire under Christianity. So he's the first Roman emperor to institute Christianity in Rome. Okay. Now, one of the things he did to unify these disparate churches or factions within Christianity was he had a council, Council of Nicaea. Council of Nicaea is famous because you had three groups there, basically. You had Arius and his group. And then you had the Orthodox group and the Eusebius group. And they were debating not what Christ was. They were debating this word that they used for Christ, homoousis. And Arian had a different view. And his view was the Father and the Son were of different substance. The Orthodox and the Eusebians believed differently. Basically, Arian lost and then got pronounced as a heretic, got booted out to Germany. And if you think about
is that Arian?
Yes.
Like Arian.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay. All right.
So that's where that came from.
We being covering stuff up in here.
But the other thing, that wasn't what Constantine wanted at the council. He wanted to unify. So he lost that one. But what actually did get unified, they also said, okay, so let's figure out what we're going to do about Easter. All right. So they did decide that. All right.
Well, at least we decided that.
We did decide that.
Yes.
Okay. and then also kick somebody out to become.
And then the Aryans are still booted, here.
Okay. And we got issues. Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
Okay, so at the council, they decided that Easter was going to be on the first Sunday after the full moon following the vernal equinox. Isn't that tricky?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking notes.
Right. So the vernal equinox usually occurs, the church thought, around on March 21st. Mm-hmm. It really occurs between March 19th and 21st.
Okay.
So there's two equinoxes. There's the astrological equinox and the ecclesiastical equinox.
Okay. Let's go.
Church is funny. So they have an equinox based on what the church says. Isn't that funny? That's crazy. Okay.
Isn't that
because forget the earth.
Yeah,
just, and science. You know, who needs that?
Who needs science? And
it's fine. Yes. We want one too. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So Easter's happening. So when that equinox happens, then you look for the next full moon, and then the Sunday following the full moon is when we observe. Right, is when
Easter.
We observe Easter. Okay, so that's where Easter locks in on the calendar. Back that up 46 days, and that starts Lent.
Right, so that's back up one more day, and that's Mardi Gras.
There you go.
Oh, I was waiting.
Mardi Gras didn't quite make the liturgical calendar, but it's the funnest day.
It's on mine, but go ahead.
All right, so 46 days prior to Easter is the start of Lent, Ash Wednesday. Okay. It's always a Wednesday.
Yes.
Lent is how many days?
46 days.
No. Forty days.
I don't know.
So we got 40 days of Lent.
Okay.
But we're backing up 46 days.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I should want to be more intellectual about this.
They skip the Sundays in Lent. So whatever fast you do on Lent, you don't fast on those Sundays. That last Sunday in Lent is Palm Sunday.
Yes.
7 days before Easter.
Easter observance.
Right. Easter observance. Okay. Then you go through Ash Wednesday. You go through Holy Week. You go through Easter. Pentecost follows Easter 49 days after that. And then Jesus ascends on that 40th day. So 40 days after Easter, Jesus ascends. 9 days after that, Pentecost.
Okay.
Then after that, this next season in the Christian liturgical calendar is called Ordinary Time. Nothing happens during Ordinary Time.
Football off season.
Yeah, it's like off season.
Okay.
Ordinary Time goes all the way to November 30th.
November 30th, which is the other... The
November 30th is 4 weeks before Christmas.
Which is
the beginning of Advent.
Okay.
And that's the season that we're in now.
And here we go.
Advent lasts 4 weeks, so there are four Sundays in Advent. And then Christmas Eve starts the Christmas tide, the 12 days of Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
I learned
so much.
That goes all the way to New Year's Eve. And then the first Sunday after that is Epiphany. That is when the wise men got to Jesus. Mm-hmm. Or believed to have gotten to Jesus this many days after. And then Ordinary Time starts again. That goes again to Ash Wednesday. So that's basically how Christians set up their holidays during the year. There's an astronomical / ecclesiastical calculation that happens to get you to Easter. And then that takes you all the way to Advent. Which is the season of Jesus coming to earth.
Oh my gosh, you're a professor.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
So anyway,
I really appreciate you breaking that down.
It was a good breakdown.
It was. It is because
most of us don't really get anything about Advent. We just get Christmas and Easter, and maybe, I mean, if you go to a Pentecostal church, then they'll do Pentecost. I don't know if they do it on the right, do stuff on the right day, but whatever. So anyway, that's where we are. So now we're in the season of Advent. We're in the season of Christmas where we observe. We're not going to get into what days and all that stuff. That's right. a different conversation. But this is when we observe it. Nobody is on like Martin Luther King Day saying, "No, I'm going to work today." He wasn't born. We understand observances in other holidays, so we can understand the observance in Christmas. All right, so here we are. First of all,
yes.
After I went into that whole thing, do you want to say anything, Lola?
I don't know what to say.
Okay.
I had no idea all that was going on.
Okay, no, not about that. No.
Oh, no.
Okay, now
no.
we're talking.
Oh, we're moving into the show. Stuff.
We've done our learning. Okay. Learning is over.
Okay.
Now we're just going to have some fun.
Okay. Now we're just going to have some fun.
We don't have any eggnog or anything, but.
Darn.
Mm. All right. So, what does this mean to you this season?
So, it's cold outside. Okay. But honestly, it always a period of reflection. I guess because Christmas has always played majorly in the background in my family, and got some standout, I don't know, life events that I think about right around this time. Mm-hmm. So it's just nice to kind of slow down toward the end of the year and begin to reflect. And I don't know, that seems to be the brunt of it. But it's a good time. But sometimes I do understand, like the older I get, the more I understand that it can be bittersweet for people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, that's important to point out, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
fun for everybody.
It's not. For different reasons, you know. Definitely, you have those people who are grieving, you know, the loss of somebody. Mm-hmm. But you could be grieving a number of things. And then when you get to the end of the year, it's like, what did you do with this time? Mm-hmm. So if you are especially sensitive to whether or not you stuck with your goals or whatever resolutions you made, mm-hmm. or whatever decisions you made, and now you might be in a period where you can look back 30, 60, 90 days, 6 months, and see how that decision played out. It's a lot of that going on. So I just try to be a little bit more gentle with people and a little bit more, I don't know, lead with niceness, kindness, because you just never know what it is for some.
What about you, Lola? I know you're the revolutionary. Go ahead and do your thing. You just straight and cut. Be you.
As I mentioned, I think to you both before, the older I've gotten, the less I don't really identify much with the season. Mm-hmm. To me, it's I grew up in church, but not heavily into church, and it was never really, you know, the reason for the season. Growing up was about Santa Claus, mm-hmm. and gifts, mm-hmm. and those things. And as I've gotten older, I don't subscribe to that
okay.
as much anymore. I don't buy gifts
yeah.
for anyone.
No gifts.
Okay. No gifts.
Did you get anything for yourself? Because a lot of deals, though.
After Christmas.
I try not to shop after Black Friday, okay. except for things that are necessary. So if it's not groceries or toiletries, I try not to shop. Sometimes things come up and I have to, but I try not to go into big box stores. I try to stick with minority owned businesses, you know, just for the principle of things. I just feel like it's a very commercialized mm-hmm. holiday, you know, regardless of the liturgical mm-hmm. reasons and history of it. Now for me, it's become just a way for, you know, to put into the economy.
Okay.
And I don't always want to be a part of that whole consumerism and that whole capitalistic mm-hmm. mindset, especially with what's going on in the country right now. I think that we could leverage our economic power in different ways during this time of year, and I just don't yeah. participate in it. Unless, now last year I told my family we weren't participating, they did anyway, but what we did when I learned they were buying gifts anyway, we all just bought stuff from Black owned businesses. So we bought Taraji Henson's book, uh-huh. and my mom got what's the grandmother of Hollywood, I forgot her name, but she's the funny
Cicely Tyson.
No, it's the funny lady. Yes, Jennifer Lewis. So we exchanged gifts like that.
Okay.
We had a little bit more meaning, you know, and to support our own. But other than that, I don't really celebrate. I don't decorate. I don't do.
So you go into the new year with money.
Probably more than most. That's another thing too. I mean, I think that a lot of people probably go into debt this time of year trying to please other people or for appearances. I mean, a lot of people don't. You just because it's Christmas time doesn't mean that you all of a sudden gain this additional income. People don't get bonuses anymore. So it's like, to me, if I spend $100 on you, you spend $100 on me, and my dad spends this, and then we've all basically just exchanged the same amount of money. I prefer to go on vacation
okay.
with it. Mm, or you know, or yeah, have experiences. Mm. And that's something that I have been working on, is experiences versus material things, because, you know, life is short. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't take it with you. And I don't need another sweater.
Yeah.
I don't need another television.
I need another sweater.
My size keep going up and down.
That is true.
And sweaters are cheap during this time of year. So see, I'm going to maximize my money.
It's hard.
I mean, if you're going to be shopping. But I do understand your perspective. Yeah. I think that it's harder to change that behavior long term. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes I've watched people say for this year, this season, you know, this time we'll do, you know, either no participation or low participation. Mm-hmm. It's, I think, harder to change your wholesale behavior around something that you're programmed almost to participate in as a consumer. Mm-hmm. Be it the tickler of the Black Friday sales and trying to convince people that this is the best deal you're going to get, to equating your appreciation for others to the gifts you know, you want to give them. Mm-hmm. But again, I think the more authentic you are about this season, what it means to you and how you want to express yourself for the holidays, if that's what you want to do. I think that a lot of people have moved from, oh, I'm buying this because I saw it everywhere or because it's the new hottest thing or whatever. There are people who respond to that. But like in my case, I am celebrating with buying gifts this year because I'm in a place where I can do it again. So I've been through a few seasons where I wasn't able to participate that way. And I love getting stuff, like anytime. But this year is very special because I can see that, like, I'm able to assess in my reflections, oh, things are getting better because I'm not even tripping because you're getting this, you're getting this, you know, certain people. I can't. I think that's my love language, is giving.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, so I'm excited to be able to speak my language this season.
When you couldn't speak your language, did you hate Christmas? Like, Christmas ain't about Jesus.
Man, I hate you
just because you ain't got no money.
It's not that. No, no, no.
I'm just broke. I hate Christmas. Christmas ain't on December 25th.
Broke ass. I know, but no. Okay. But you definitely... I'm glad I went through some lean seasons because it helped me get some things in order about, you know, why do you do some of the things that you do?
I like that. Lean seasons. Huh? I won't say broke anymore. I'm going to say lean season. Yeah. Going through a lean season.
Yeah, lean season. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I could help. Mm-hmm. Yes. So when it was lean, I felt that. Okay. But things are a little bit better.
Yeah, this season is always magical to me. It's not. It's been that way since I was a kid. Santa Claus was a thing. The magic is not so much in the gifts. The magic is in, like,
feeling.
Because I look at it like from my Christian upbringing, this is when love came into the world. And that's what the Christmas spirit was always about for me. It was just like, yo, this is our hope. This is the chance where we can really be reminded that, yo, we can love each other a lot better right now. So it was always like helping people and you know, like giving people like gifts and stuff like that that I didn't know. I remember one time we went to like a, It was a single parent that was raising kids or whatever, and went to the house, and the house was bad, and she was so appreciative of like the stuff. I mean, we came with like a truckload of all this stuff.
Wow.
And we just, like, that type of stuff really makes me feel better. And people used to be like, you know, kinder to each other, like you said, during the season and stuff like that. Like, that's the magic of the season to me. And so even when our kids, we would do like, you know, Santa Claus or whatever, because I don't know, it's always weird for me because I'm like, now that I know more, you know better, you want to do better. But for that one, it's just more like I see that as an opportunity for me. Like, so my son done this to this podcast, so I can go ahead and
talk about it.
So, like, he knew about Santa Claus for the first few years of his life, and it was great, and he was excited and stuff like that. And then when he turned 6 years old, we told him, you know,
oh wow,
Santa Claus is like us. not just me and mommy, it's all of us. Like, we're helping,
we make it happen,
we're helping create that joy in other people. And so that's what we've been doing for you. And so now you're old enough to be saddened with us. And so
that was a good approach.
That's nice.
So now he helps us with his sister to try to create that. And so we kind of use it as an opportunity.
I'm touched.
To get him into the way that I see is the magic. Like, yo, this, You helping someone else feel happy is a good thing. Like, you'll feel happy. And I get to see it in him, and I love that. And so that's just part of Christmas to me. Like, whether you get, it's not just giving. So, like, we do this Elf on the Shelf. And I wrote a piece about this on the website about the surveillance of the surveillance state of the Elf on the Shelf. But anyway, so he gets to help, like, place the elves and stuff, and then see his sister get really excited about it. And you know, yeah, it's lies, but she's learning. She's learning about the magic. And then so when she's old enough for her, for us to tell her,
I think kids should know about magic. Yeah. I think magical things continue to happen in your adult life that sometimes you don't know. You know what I mean? Where it came from or why it's happening. And I think I like that's the little small piece of being childlike that I want to retain. I just don't, because it's joyful for me. I always want to leave a little space for a miracle or two. Yeah. Something that just, you know.
And even if that miracle is you or somebody else and they don't know it, like, yeah, that's cool. And that's what the season represents. Like, it's like that's, you could be somebody else's miracle right now.
Right.
I mean, like, people going into debt, like you said, Lola, but some people are not going into debt. They're just not paying their bills this month. Like,
true.
You help them out with that.
That's true.
You could be their, yeah, you could be their electric bill miracle, or, you know, right, what I'm saying? I'm not being anybody's mortgage miracle, but I might be your water
I'm
bill
not
miracle.
At that,
that comes
level.
Every 3 months.
Yeah.
So anyway, right. So that's what it is. So let's talk about favorite things. You have some favorite things, right? About just favorite things that maybe you do this time of year. So maybe you want to buy some soap. Does that soap work?
I personally
special candle.
I'm going to Wegmans. I enjoy the holidays. For me, are about time with my family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I enjoy and what I look forward to. Everyone's off from work,
yeah,
at the same time. And we actually make time to spend, like, for Christmas this year. Like I said, we decided this time really not to exchange gifts, but we're doing a family Christmas movie night.
Okay.
And so we're we're not making a big dinner with turkey and ham, mm-hmm, and lamb and all that, greens, beans.
Y'all going to the movies or watching movies?
We're watching them at the house, at my sister's house, and we're going to just all make appetizers.
Okay.
And have a movie night.
That's
like
awesome.
Movie appetizers. We're going to do hot dogs and popcorn and probably a few other things, and we're gonna pick
wangs,
movies to watch. Yeah, we definitely gonna have some wangs. You know, some side dishes, a few other things, some potato salad and some other things.
Wangs
and a few other things. That's what I'm gonna call it now. That's what it's Christmas wangs and a
that's
few
on
other
the
things.
Menu.
Okay, but so that's what we're doing, and we're gonna put our pajamas on and go watch movies at my sister's. And so it's really my favorite thing about the season, because also I like Thanksgiving, but again, not because of the history,
right,
of,
yeah,
it, but because,
yeah,
I get
absolutely
a chance
not
to be with my family,
right, mm-hmm,
uninterrupted time, you know, not talking about what's wrong and who's not speaking and all this, but just time, because my family is very drama filled, but just
that's
time to
are,
yeah, but it's a lot of us, so it's like 10 times. You know, it's a lot of us.
Yeah.
You remember, I was going about to say my real name.
Yeah.
I met one
I
of Lola's,
like, really,
cousins.
You kept. So we went to high school together. And every time I met somebody else, they had the same, like,
last,
they had the same last name.
It's a gang.
Or they just knew her, but not just know her, they was related to her. I was, mm-hmm, like, for real? Y'all related? All y'all related?
All y'all.
Like half the school.
It's all of us. It's a rack of us. That's where that term came from, actually. A rack of us.
So is there a movie that you gotta watch during this time of year, or you just it doesn't matter?
No, I do like A Christmas Story, though.
Christmas Story is a good movie.
And I will watch that, the marathon, especially,
yeah,
if it's in the background.
Frankie, like.
And I'm cooking, and you'll shoot your eye out. So that's my joint, but I don't... The one, like you were talking about earlier, the 80s movies, I just thought they were always so weird. Like, it was just, I never believed in Santa Claus.
Okay.
As a kid, not because my parents didn't try, but because I am a natural skeptic and it never made any sense to me.
Okay.
And I'm serious.
Right.
When I learned about Santa, I spent a great deal of time around Christmas time trying to catch my parents.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing my gifts in. And 1 year I finally did it. I stayed up, I hid, and caught them. I'm serious. And I couldn't have been any more than 3 or 4 when I did it.
Okay.
Because I was just, again, I was a weird kid. I was tired of the lies.
Tired of the lies.
That's that revolutionary streak.
I've always been that way. So once I found out, I could still accept the gifts from Santa, but it didn't reconcile,
yeah,
that there was this white man coming down my non-existent
white man breaking
chimney.
The house.
Not coming to the Bronx.
Yeah.
So
no, I
was definitely
sense.
Like, okay.
And you know, and that was
but
the time
okay.
of white Santa.
Yeah.
You know, there weren't many black Santas in the mall.
Right.
So I was even, you know, doubly confused, you know.
Right. So I just couldn't believe it. So that whole magical thing never happened for me.
Wow. You know what? I feel like I'm going to be your Christmas magic. What bills you got that I cannot pay?
Oh my God. This month? Because if you don't say something, I'm finna text them. Right. So look.
I can watch your bills and wait for the next notice. What bills you got that I can wait for the pink one?
We're sitting in there freezing like I thought. Mike said he was gonna pay the bills.
Oh my goodness! Oh my gosh!
He said he was gonna watch the magic occur.
All right.
Try to make heat with each other's bodies.
I got you, Lola. In January coming, here go your bills. I saved them.
It's off. All of them. Everything's off. It's fine.
What about you? You got something that you got to watch this year? During this time of year?
That I have to watch. So it's not really on Christmas, but I look forward to the bowl games.
Okay.
Because I like college sports. I like college basketball, college football. So I do like, and especially with the ongoing saga with the professionals, you know, football, I'm not into it. Yeah. And it was already slipping anyway. And then they made it easy for me. So I'm looking forward to the bowl games. And I'm just looking forward to the same thing, like spending time with family and friends, because everybody is off. Everybody's feeling or appears to be feeling like wanting to give hanging out and socializing some time and some priority. So I'm trying to make the most of that. Like the other day I had said something about how I'm just going to brunch. You know, yes, I have been feeling in my spirit. And yes, we're going to do that.
Yes, we are.
That I wanted to brunch, and it wasn't even about, you know, bougie black people brunching, but it's breakfast food is my favorite thing.
BB, okay. PB.
And I wanted the feeling of a feast. Mm-hmm. Like this time of year, just the holidays in general, it's like feasting, coming together over good food, good drink, and enjoying each other's company. And I was just like, I just really feel like I want to go out, you know, enjoy my friends. And enjoy good times. I think there's been so much stress in the atmosphere that I'm really looking forward to continuing to decompress during this time. Because next thing you know, it's going to be January and we're just going to get started.
Who? The Democrats going to have a house.
I mean, okay. Yeah. And it's going to be interesting to watch all the time because Lord knows I just got my life watching certain things. But still, you know, we're going to... Before I know it, we'll be right back in this grind. It's gonna, you know, so I try to enjoy Christmas week, New Year's week, and then week after that, okay, fine, I'll ease back into it. Hopefully we get a blizzard though.
I need some snow.
I don't even like really need a white Christmas because we already off. I need like a white December 27th.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't really take it's so funny, but I don't really take a whole bunch of time off because I've realized that if the weather works with you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The time off will come to you. Mm-hmm. So I am hopeful for snow days. Is I pray for snow days like...
Something like that. I don't know if there's snow proverbs in the Bible.
It's got to be something with it. It's like, no. They didn't know what snow was. Snow days, sweets.
Yeah.
Because cake is life. At all times. Mm-hmm. And Christmas cocktails. People just like, you know what I mean? Like, you just like hanging out and just being festive. And for a long time, like, I've learned how to make that my gift. You know, my mom still indulges me. She's the best. Aww. But for the most part, I'm just looking forward to enjoying, you know, people. And no, there's nothing I really need to see. Nothing I really need to do after Christmas sales. I'm serious about them.
Okay.
I think that's it, though. And cooking.
Y'all are rich this year.
Huh?
Y'all are so
rich. No. You should see what I do. It's a set number. And then it's a challenge to go in there and see what ends up getting bought. Mm-hmm. And I like enjoy that part. I come from a shopping family. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much that we shop. It's the fact that we shop very, very well.
Okay.
Like we enjoy this. So
shop for sport. That's a good one.
Like it's weird. Yeah. I know it's weird, but like.
No, I mean, that's people's thing. I mean, people
because like it's where couponing comes from. Like people who are like into couponing and stuff.
I coupon, so.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you're looking, you're like, this is a great deal. And how many times do you maximize it? Mm-hmm. So I'm not into couponing, but I'm definitely into I got $100 to spend. Let me see how many bags I can, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, come out of here with. Mm-hmm. So after Christmas sales are my jam.
Yeah.
I wait all year for them.
I'm a clearance queen, so yeah.
Exactly.
I'm too big to be clearance anything. As all smalls and mediums in there, it's not for me.
That's not
my section.
It's not your ministry.
Nah.
It's not your ministry. All right, so what is it for you?
I love, family is huge for me.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the stuff I talked about earlier, my family gives some of the weirdest gifts ever.
Your pajamas that year.
Yeah, remember they gave me J.J. Evans pajamas? My mom gave my dad and me, the onesie joint.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's always my parents have always been good with gifts. They mm-hmm. give a lot, though. And so there's always something in there that just don't belong. My dad gave my mom a BB gun one day just so she could shoot squirrels in the back. My mom ain't trying to shoot no squirrels in the back yet. So, it's just, that's part of our family. And then mm-hmm. we have a family Christmas breakfast, which is our equivalent to a family reunion. We had that on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
that's nice.
That's nice. And then with my wife and her family, we always go to the movies
mm-hmm.
during that time, Christmas Day,
mm-hmm.
which I love. I just love being at the movies on Christmas because it's not mm-hmm. really that crowded. It's mm-hmm. always something good that kind of mm-hmm. came out. And it's just nice. I like to chill.
Just to enjoy your time.
Yeah, hey. Christmas is nice for me. I got my music. I listen to my Motown. Leslie Odom Jr. has probably one of the best Christmas CDs in the last 10 mm. years. I love mm-hmm. that CD. And then, that's it.
That's it.
Christmas is nice.
Christmas is nice.
I don't go into debt. I learned that lesson a long time ago. So, I might be late on something, but mm-hmm. not too many things.
Yeah, no. Yeah. All my bills are paid.
I'll figure it out in January.
They won't turn your electric off for at least, two, 3 years.
You got to know how to finesse your situation.
Yeah. Yeah, first notice is not a real thing.
They're not serious yet.
Let's just get ready.
They're going to be messing with Faith Uncut.
All right, so for this show, we are taking the last week of the year off. I think that's December 28th or something like that.
The 30th.
Yeah, we're not doing. Y'all not listening to the show on New Year's, even if y'all listening to this one. So we're going to keep this short, but we're going to be off. So since we're going to be off, what is your favorite thing that happened to you in 2018?
My favorite thing that I probably need to think about this more, but I went on my first cruise this year.
Nice.
And I had a fabulous time.
Okay.
Even though the cruise was in January, but when you said that, that was the first thing that came to my mind, so it's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a Disney cruise.
Oh.
Never been on a cruise before, so I didn't know what to expect, but Disney just knocked it out of the park. This is not even a free commercial. However, that thing was off the chain, and we had my godchildren with me, and I was with my best friend. That was probably one of my best vacations. Wow. So it's really set the tone, and now I can see we want to invest in those experiences, mm-hmm. not just for ourselves, but also for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we have plans, but that definitely just, I think this year was really a year of restoration. Even the times where it didn't feel all that, didn't feel that way every time, every day. But looking back over it, I've got pieces and parts of my lifestyle back, and things that I was already doing, I've been able to press forward with. And I think the thing that I'm most proud of this year is the consistency that I have had, even being a co-host,
because
mm-hmm. This started last year this time.
Yeah.
So we made it.
You did. Oh yeah. You did. Look at you.
Look at me.
You got. I was thinking about it. This show started in 20. What year is this? It started
this is
2016.
Yep.
So we did a whole year. It was me and JW.
Yep.
And then in a little bit longer overlap, but then you came. In January 2017.
I was a guest in December of 2016.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or December of 2017. And then starting January, we were like, let's
January
do this. Yep, 2018. So
you've been here for a while.
I've been here for a while. I've been putting in my miles, but it has been really, really good. It has been, I feel like I'm back on my best stuff. So
you've been giving some good stuff here.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Okay. I think you're a scholar. I always say how smart
and a gentleman
you are. He is, but like he's so smart.
And a
so,
goon.
Don't forget that. Don't forget
thugger.
That.
Thugger. But I mean, honestly and truly, like that, I think the highlight has been Faith Uncut, and as far as the experience, just trying new things and being open to that new thing. It's been a good year. I have really no complaints. I'm closer to where I want to be than where I was.
I love it. I love it. What about you, Logan? 2018, what you got?
My favorite thing that happened in 2018. Okay, so I don't want to jinx it, but I kind of fell in love this year. I got rid of an old relationship and I made room for something new and something different. And when I made the space for it, it came. So I'm hopeful that it lasts. But that's enjoy. Where I am right
this
now.
This is not the announcement, though, right? Like.
Announcement for what?
Like the love announcement. This is not. Like,
No.
You listen to this podcast.
Oh no. Okay.
Drama. Because then you'd have to come back.
No, I mean, right. And unfortunately, guys.
No, stop it. No, enjoy no, that. More that's of nice. This energy. Yes.
Yeah. Love.
There's nothing like it.
Nothing like it. It's. I haven't had anything like it probably since my first love. So.
Yay.
2018 was good to you.
Yes.
Oh, let me do my dance. Okay.
Body rolls.
Hello. That is the appropriate dance for new love.
For me, 2018 was about goals.
Okay.
So I had a long standing goal of getting back into school, mm-hmm. seminary specifically. So I started. And
yes, you did.
I was crushing it. I crushed it. Yes, I actually got a scholarship because I crushed it so hard.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So,
oh.
Yeah, so they're going to pay for my school.
Oh! Congratulations.
Get it. Can you twerk on the faith? What can I twerk?
I'm twerking right now, y'all.
Okay. All right. I'm just doing it.
I'm doing the wop.
I'm doing a chair twerk. But it's Christian appropriate.
Yeah, do y'all.
Okay, because it's not. Well, I'm not yes, shooting. That takes so much energy.
For Jesus,
have you ever tried to actually do it? Man, you're tired after like
that's,
five.
That's why you guys would let the kids do it. I'd be slicing them.
That's not a block man. That's a block boy. I don't have the kind of energy for that.
I'm really, really proud of you. That's excellent.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I was. This year has been a good year for the show. Another hosting. Successful host, you know. I saw JW today, it was great. You know, good. He's doing well. This has just been as 2018 was a great
year. It's been
year.
A great year,
and I'm looking forward to what goes down in 2019. So, Happy New Year, all that stuff. We didn't do the Kwanzaa stuff.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to mess it up. I had a whole thing for the Christian third. Like, I don't want to mess up the Kwanzaa stuff.
We're going to have to.
Yeah, we will.
Double back. Okay.
Well, that's it for 2018. One year in the books.
Yes.
Thank you all for sticking with us. Thank
you. We appreciate you.
All the shares, all the likes, all the friends and family you told. Yeah, if you want to Patreon us up at the end of the year, that's cool.
Merry Christmas. Patreon, Faith Uncut.
The magic.
Yeah, shameless. Give us some magic in our Patreon. So.
Appreciate you.
Hope to see you back here next year for Faith Uncut. I'm your host, Mike.
And I'm Amira.
And I am Lola.
For more on Faith Uncut, check us out at faithuncut.com.